When do we do it all the time? But anyway, look, let's move on to something really fun. KST DSWD program has built 14 new libraries. I'm going to say that number again in case you didn't hear it right. 14 new libraries, and have renovated 4 in the Fezile-Dabi and Motheo districts. Yes, the Kagiso Shanduka Trust and DSWD program has over the recent years built 14 libraries and renovated 4 libraries in the Fezile-Dabi and Motheo districts in effort, of course, of encouraging a culture of reading for meaning. We spoke about this yesterday, that a lot of young kids in our country actually don't know how to read. You know, imagine you paying school fees and your child can't read and understand what's happening. You'd be very disappointed as a parent. So what the KST group is doing is actually really, really, really interesting and fantastic. So I want to find out a little bit more about it. We've got Mr. Nathan Pillay on the line. Nathan, good morning. How are you? Nathan?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You muted me for a second and he did it again. He muted me again.
Okay, sorry. Okay, now can you hear me?
Now I can perfectly hear you, my man. Anyway, let me greet you. How are you today?
No, I'm fine, you know. Very busy in the district. We've got a lot of programs running. We're making a difference, and that's what counts.
I can assume that you're a busy man. You guys have built 14 libraries and are renovating 4 of them. That is crazy, crazy, crazy amazing. Tell me, what was the purpose and the objective behind the group actually building 14 libraries?
We had various projects. They are incentive type projects and basic infrastructure projects. So depending on the needs of the school, we would either build a library, or we would renovate a computer lab, a physical science lab, a life science lab. So in consultation with the district and the Free State Department of Education, they basically will inform us about the needs of the schools and what they require. And then when schools actually do very well in terms of the results, they are also incentivized by KST. Mm. So that's how we go about, you know, incentivizing schools. So some schools would actually choose libraries, others would choose renovated computer labs, some would choose renovated physical science labs. Mm.
And what sort of challenges did you experience when you were trying to get this objective done?
Obviously, the need is big, you know, and we have quite a number of projects that we still need to complete. So I think that's a bit of the challenge, you know, because if you have 10 schools that require libraries, you know, we start with 2 or 3 and we move on each year until we complete them, you know. So trying to complete them fast enough is always a challenge.
Of course, understandable. And I'm assuming you have more plans to build more libraries. Are you going to be revealing any more libraries in the near future?
We definitely will. You know, a library is just one of the focuses, but we have lots of other projects, you know. Like I said, we build grade art classrooms. We're actually currently building a whole school in Kroonstad. You know, we're also busy renovating computer labs. So, yes, we do have a library plan for the future as well.
And what are some of your long-term goals that KST would like to achieve?
Are we talking curriculum, infrastructure?
In terms of like infrastructure, like handing over the renovated and newly built libraries.
Yeah, I think our long-term goal is to ensure that every school in the district has the necessary resources to improve learner outcomes. And that for us is very important, you know. If we want to improve reading and writing, we need to ensure that every school has a decent library where learners can go to and access books. And, you know, our libraries also have a media facility where they can do all kinds of word games, mathematical games.
Mm.
They also listen to books on using CDs as well. Yeah, so I mean that's our long term aim, is for every school to have those facilities.
You know, Nathan, the other day I was saying to myself that I wish I was a kid again, because it seems like all the new kids, they're getting all these fancy, nice things. I mean, imagine the whole library back in my days. I would have lost it. I would have went crazy because I love books. But, Nathan, this week was National Book Week, right? Will KSC yes. Group be doing anything special to cap this week?
Yeah, I mean, we had a few activities planned. There was the Provincial Reading Festival that took place in the province. In fact, one of our learners, Bongani Matikitiki from Frederfort, he got first prize for the book review section. Yeah, and then the national tournament will take place in September in Pretoria. So that was just one of our activities. We also had teachers. Our lead teachers in Bokanso Primary, who actually invited parents during the week to listen to learners read to them.
Hmm.
So that was quite exciting as well. Yeah, so that was just some of the few activities we had running during this week of National Book Week.
Nah, sounds absolutely amazing. But look, Nathan, thank you so much for this conversation, man. Keep doing the good work that you and KST Group have been doing. But from me and the Breakfast Team, man, I have to say thank you very much for this conversation.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Yes, that was Nathan Pele talking to us about what's happening with KST Group and them building 14 libraries. We heard them say that they're just trying to encourage kids to read a little bit more, you know. Like we spoke about it yesterday, kids don't know how to read. Kids between grade R and grade 5 in South Africa struggle with reading for understanding. Yes, some of them do know how to read, but if you ask them, okay, ufundeni, what does it mean? Some of them don't understand. So we have to encourage and we have to promote the idea of grabbing a book and reading. But ke Friday in that day, and you know on Fridays we like to get our bodies all groovy and movie. And how do I do that? Of course, I've got only one man. Actually, I've got two men, three men, four men actually on this song, who can actually kill and make your Friday morning the best morning on this planet, despite the fact that it is wet and cold out there. Anyway, before I waste any time, here they are in the background. Munatimpulai, DJ Somebody, Casper Nyovest, Tebe, come on with it!